When you think about Angler of the Year titles, there's been a lot of guys that have won it and a lot of guys have hung their career on it. And with me today is Skeet Reese. And Skeet, right now you are leading the Angler of the Year race. And I remember not too long ago you said, hey, man, that's something I really, really want to win. And right now it looks pretty good.
It is looking pretty good. But first, let me back up, Terry. I think it's taken you like 4 years to finally get me on your radio show. So I feel finally honored to be on the radio with Terry Brown. But it is... it's a good start to the season, but there's 5 tournaments left, and meant to be, it'll be. All I can do is go out and perform the best I can, to the best of my ability, and hopefully I keep jacking them the way I've been jacking them.
Well, no question, you've had a phenomenal year, and I'm going to fall back a little bit about this radio business, all right? Number one, I had to spend a lot of time with you on the Great Angler Debate Show, so that was, that was really a lot to have to go through.
It was more than you could handle.
It was rough duty, man. We had to cover for you all the time. You were really quiet at that show, never really said anything.
I was so quiet. I just kept my opinions to myself the whole time, I know.
Yeah, and Tommy Martin and I had to do everything we could to stir you up a little bit, because you just don't get fired up at all.
Yeah, that's always been my problem.
Well, you look at this year, and of course, you've had one of those years. You had a great start, and it's been one of those things where it's not anything surprising to people, because people know you're going to catch fish. But to win the Angler of the Year, what does that mean? Is it something that's been something that you've really felt like probably the major accomplishment for you?
Well, if I'm able to achieve the title, yeah, that would be the biggest title of my career and the most prestigious that I think I'll ever have. Do I want the title? Yeah, I made no bones about it, but that, to me, is the most prestigious title, and it's the title I want the most out of all the sport. I've done what I've needed to do so far this season. Season's not over. I got some good competition out there, and none of them are going to give up. But if I'm able to stay focused and hopefully make the right decisions when I'm on the water like I have been, I feel like I'll have a decent shot at it. I'm not saying it's mine by any means, but I feel like I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm fishing. I'm fishing well, and like I said, I'm making good decisions on the water so far. So hopefully, I'll keep doing that.
Well, you're a versatile guy. One of the things that I think sometimes gets unnoticed is a guy will be known for this technique or that technique, but you're pretty versatile, and the rest of the tour schedule. Kind of play that out for me. Is it something you feel comfortable with the remaining events?
Yeah, I've built my career being a versatile fisherman. Growing up in Northern California, the fisheries are so diversified up there, from tidal waters, the delta, to the natural lake of Clear Lake, then to the highland clear man-made reservoirs of Shastas and Orvilles, where you're fishing deep, clear water, 60-foot deep, Lake Mead. To be successful out there, you had to be versatile, and that's been one of my strengths coming out on tour, is that I feel like I am versatile, and whether I've got to pick up a drop shot and 6-pound test, or pick up a flipping stick with 65-pound braid, or throwing a crankbait, I feel like I may not be a master of any of them, but I feel like I'm pretty damn proficient in a lot of them.
Well, you look back now, okay, you're a California guy, you mentioned Northern Cal, and you travel probably the most miles of anybody, or at least up there in the top list. And the West Coast guys have really come on strong, the John Murrays, yourself, the guys that are out that way. And, it seems like that group of guys is really starting to make a name for themselves across the country now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. You look at the top 5 in points so far, the way we sit right now this season, 4 of the top 5 are from California. That's saying a lot about the caliber of fishing we have out there. And I think what it says is the versatility of the anglers out there. There's a lot of anglers grow up in certain regions of the country where there's not as many diversified fisheries for them to learn on. They don't start learning until they get out on tour. So I think some of our anglers have just grown up fishing more versatile than a lot of the guys on tour have. Not saying the guys on tour aren't, incredible. And once they get their styles of waters, they do extremely well. But with the expanded tournament schedule that we have now and so many diversified lakes, you're seeing the versatile anglers definitely shine through.
Well, there's no question that the caliber of anglers that you're fishing against just keep getting better. The knowledge levels of the pros that are out there, you don't have any slouches anymore. Everybody goes out there and can catch them.
No. I mean, it's all the original guys, you know, the Denny Browers, the Rick Clunes, the Guido Hiptons, and Larry Nixon, they're the ones that have educated us. You know, I'm the second generation of, you know, hardcore tournament angler coming into the scene. And now we're starting to see a third generation come in, you know, the Casey Ashleys. You know, it's, I keep starting to make me feel old.
23 years old.
Yeah, 23 years old. And it's like, 15 years older than him. And so, yeah, we're seeing a new generation come in that's physically fit, mentally strong, and, you know, has been given a lot of knowledge over the years, and just the caliber of the guys on the tour is just getting better and better and better.
Well, no question about it. Now, Skeet, one of the things I got to have to discuss with you is that you kind of have become the poster boy for Berkeley, and every, you know, it seems like everything I see anymore has you on it, and you've had really good success with Berkeley. Now, I got to ask you about this fish. I mean, you got this. I see this fish swimming around. It's got your face on it, and I'm kind of curious about that. Was that a lot of work to get that commercial shot?
That was the hottest day I could ever tell you about. It was me and Iaconelli, Nixon, and Jay. Most of the stuff that's been out there that I've seen is with Mike and myself. But it was interesting. It was like shooting a movie in front of a, instead of a, you know, you always hear about the green screen that they use for movies, you know, so they could put it over a computer background and all that. We shot in front of a blue screen. So everything, you know, all our clothes were blue. Everything around was blue, except for that fish head. And it was like 115 degrees in that room with all the lights, all the equipment. I mean, we were sweating our tails off that day. Like, but it was very interesting. It was fun. I mean, you know, my hat's off to you know, Berkeley's marketing directors and stuff like that to come up with some interesting concepts, you know, with the go natural and the fish. So we'll see what's next.
Well, you're doing a great job there, and Berkeley keeps coming out with great products. Now, as this year's progressed, of course, Angler of the Year is in your mind, and you're trying to think about that, but you also had a new addition to your family, and that's been pretty vital to you, I know, and it's been pretty neat to see the Reese family kind of develop and stuff as well, so that's been fun for you too, I would think.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing. I'm so fortunate that I've got you know, a great family home, and you know, my newest addition, Courtney, is 11 months now. It was an absolute just kick in the butt. But the bitter side is that being away from home and being on tour and not being able to see them, that's the hard part. You know, this month I'm gone for 3 weeks straight. I'll be gone the whole month of July. So there's you know, a lot of time, downtime on the road where I can't be with them, and that's the part that really sucks. But as far as the girls, they're awesome. I'm thankful I've got a good wife at home that is an incredible mother to my girls.
Well, Skeet, you also, one of the things I think that's important to note is you're a guy that has really got a persona. It's not just the personality that I know and like real well, but it's the yellow clothing and the yellow shoes and all that stuff. And I think you're about the only guy that's really taken that thing and ran with it. That's kind of neat for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, once I saw what was going on tour and everybody was just plain Jane, and I wanted to do something different to separate myself from everybody else, and you know, so I went to the yellow and black and started branding that, and it's pretty much you know, it's done well. You know, I think a lot of people know that yellow and black is, you know, my colors, and it's amazing how many copycats are out there on tour this year. I've seen a whole lot of yellow and black, but I always said, often imitated but never duplicated. So.
Well, even real handles. You even use the real grips. You got the real grips are black and yellow, so that's even cooler.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm always looking for yellow and black. You know, I was at the mall yesterday. I'm down here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the Champion Boat Factory, so I had an hour to kill, so I went to the mall, and I found some more yellow and black shoes that, you know, kind of hot, so I got them, and, yeah, I'm always looking for something.
Well, Skeet, I appreciate you being with me. I'm looking forward to seeing that real good dance when you win the Angler of the Year, and I think that, you know, the way you're focused right now, it's within your sights.
It's within my sights, but like I said, you know, I'm not, you know, overly optimistic that it's my title. I mean, I know it's not mine, and you know, until that last day is fished down at Lake Tahoe, then we'll know whose title it's going to be. But you know as well as I do that's the one title I want the most, and you know, if I'm able to get it this year, I'll freak. That's going to be one hell of a party. That's all I know.
Well, I think it couldn't happen to a better guy, and I'm sorry it's taken me 4 years, but, you know, the best kind of came to the last. How's that?
Yeah. Suck up now.
Have a good one, buddy. Thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Take care, bud. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.